Good day, San Bernardino County believers. Today is a special day as we focus our prayer on loving and praying for our enemies. Yes, one of Jesus' commandments. Imagine a world where people actually love their enemies. How would that look like? When Jesus shared this command, love your enemies, you can imagine many heads turned. What if you heard that for the first time? Wouldn't you be surprised? What thoughts might run through your head after hearing it? Wow, this seems too hard. Faces of foes come to your mind. You remember the pain they inflicted on you and others. And then you think, how could I love them? Well, Jesus actually shared several ways, specifically, that we can love those who harmed us, do good to them, bless them. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them a drink. Pray for them. Do it for the sake of being like your Father God and like Jesus, who at the end of his life said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So, Lord, we come before you and we thank you, Father, that you challenge us in so many ways, and you challenge us to love our enemies, to pray for those who persecute us, so that we may be sons of you, Father, who art in heaven, that you would make, because you make your sun rise on both the evil and the good. You send rain on the just and the unjust. So we pray, Father, that we will love our enemies. We will do good to those who hate us, that we would look as doing this, it would bring others to Christ because they'd be so shocked by the way we behaved, that we would bless those who persecute us and not curse them. That if our enemy is hungry, we would feed them. If they are thirsty, they would give them something to drink. And by doing so, we would heap burning coals on their head. You said to do good to them, to lend to them, expecting nothing in return, so that our reward will be great and we will be the sons of the Most High. For you are kind to the ungrateful and the evil. We pray, Father, too, that we will be able to bless those and pray for those who even abuse us, that we will not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, we will bless, for this we were called, that we may obtain a blessing. We thank you for your word, God. May the people listening to the sound of my voice, every listener to this podcast, may they think of those that have hurt them and begin to pray for them and forgive them and love them, until their heart is free from any angst and any bitterness. Uproot any area of bitterness in our hearts, O God, and that we would follow this command that Jesus shared when he was on earth and expects us to continue to do while we are on earth. Awake up, San Bernardino County believers. Be so transformed by the work of God in your life that you affect others, especially how you display your love for your enemies by starting in prayer in Jesus' name.